This is Lincoln Stoller of MindStrengthBalance.com speaking a piece called A Child's Drawing, which is a way to enlist your subconscious in helping you address the issues of your day. Begin by finding a relaxed position. Lean back, settle down, uncross your arms and legs. Let your eyes feel heavy and let your eyes feel slow. And let your eyes shut closed. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Step out and fall into weightlessness, becoming calmer, going deeper, drifting farther away. In this calm and weightless space, I'd like you to get in touch with a particular issue that weighs on you at the present time, under normal circumstances, and in which you're immersed. The kind of issue that has no cause of which you're responsible, and no solution of which you're capable. Bring this issue forward and set it down somewhere in front of you. Imagine a small chest, like a treasure chest, a sealed box or a locked trunk. Leave this shut. It could be opened, but you'd rather it was not. You think you know what's in it, but you're not sure. Like many unsettling ideas, you'd like to know more, but you'd be happier if you didn't need to think about it. Consider some aspects of the issue that concerns you. There are some people, and there are some memories, that have dulled over time. We think using alternatives. Consider how you'd like things to resolve. What would be best? Imagine an encouraging person. An advocate, someone who you trust and who supports you. And sees things the way you do. This might be a real person, a person you once knew or someone you believe in. It might be someone you feel this way about but have not gotten to know. See this person or feel them to be present in your mind. Really sense their presence and recall a memory of them, or envision an encounter if you've not had one. Let your thoughts flow forward into the future or backward into the past. See things in the distance as they might turn out to be, or in the past as perhaps they were when all this started. Let yourself be transported into that future you'd like to see and how it feels when things work out as you'd like them to. These characters are symbols for you. Symbols of what's important for you, of being right or safe, respected or successful.